Rave Radio. Hey, it's Gary Kay. Time for my Daily Rants and Raves again. Of course, Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio podcast network, which includes a Green AV podcast, includes a Women in AV podcast, and it even includes a weekly podcast all about what's going on in the AV industry and a few other little podcasts that we've recently started. And you can see them all at ravepubs.com and then click on the Rave Now logo. It's all sponsored by Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com. And I want to talk to you, babe, about a prediction I made early this year about who was going to win the video across a network or video across Cat 5 sort of war out there, because there were different competing standards. And we can now declare a victor, and that is HDBaseT. If you're not signal routing and distributing signals via HDBaseT, you will be. And again, HDBaseT is spelled HDBaseT. If you just go to our website, ravepubs.com, go to the search box at the top and type in HDBaseT, you'll find all sorts of products and technology articles on HDBaseT. And basically what HDBaseT is, it is a sort of signal standard that allows you to send video, audio, control, Ethernet, and even power, as well as RS-232 and all sorts of other things, across a Cat 5 wire, Cat 5, Cat 6E, that kind of stuff. And yes, even power. So that means that in the future, you'll be able to power devices across this signal as well. So conceivably, what you'll find is signal routing and distribution completely done through HDBaseT, and display connected to a display via Cat 5 cable. And that Cat 5 cable is not only powering the switching and routing of the signals up to the projector and monitor, it's also powering the projector and monitor as well, so that you only have one power source powering everything. So here's where it is now. Where it is now is that companies like Crestron, AMX, Extron, Kramer, companies like that are using HDBaseT for virtually all of their digital media switching systems. So any of those companies that have, you know, the XTP system from Extron, the digital media from Crestron, those companies that have those types of products are using HDBaseT. Now, they're not using all parts of HDBaseT. For example, most of them are not using the power component, because currently, right now, with the current standard, there's not enough power to power a display, because all the displays pull just a tremendous amount of power to stay on. But as more and more displays go to LED-based light sources, you will definitely be able to see a day where even the display will be powered across HDBaseT. Speaking of displays, Panasonic and Epson, for example, have already shipped projectors that have direct HDBaseT inputs, meaning you don't go to their VGA port, you don't go through their HDMI port, but all the signals are routed directly in HDBaseT. So any of these aforementioned manufacturers I've talked about who have HD-based products, you can plug the output of their switcher or transmitter-receiver combinations into a Panasonic or Mitsubishi projector with HDBaseT, and it'll work just fine. Epson is another manufacturer that's adopted HDBaseT. Sony's about to roll out a line of projectors with HDBaseT, and more manufacturers will follow. InFocus, Sharp, Christie eventually, Barco eventually, they'll all have stuff by the middle of next year that are HDBaseT. So if you're wondering which signal source standard to sort of watch right now for video and audio routing and distribution across Cat 5, HDBaseT is the clear winner right now. You may or may not agree with me on this. Of course, you can comment below this, fill out a comment, or you can contact me directly and we can discuss it. I'd love to have your feedback, and if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode of my Daily Rants and Raves and we argue the HDBaseT question, I would love to have you. You can contact me at gary@ravepubs.com, or you can comment below, and that comment will automatically come to me. Thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves all about HDBaseT.